The Lord gave them the bread, bread from heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear friends in Christ, today's gospel especially is, in a way, a continuation of last Sunday's gospel, where Christ fed more than 5,000 people there. And that's a very important point because it leads into today's scripture reading there. A couple of points I would like to highlight there. Number one is, in that particular instance, we see Jesus as a human being, a human person like you and I, but something that is so important, we see there how caring Jesus was, is, and will be. Another point is we see how Christ was compassionate. You're compassionate. Why do I say that? Simply because, you see, when the crowds were there, you know, the disciples said to Jesus, send them away. You know, we do not have food. And there, another important point, where Christ always goes to children. Very important. He said that there is a boy there, and asked the boy, the little kid there, perhaps the son of a fisherman there, you know, what he has. And the little kid says, you know, 5 loaves and 5 fish. And Christ said to his disciples, bring him here. At that point, see, the disciples tried to imagine, what's this man all about? How can you have 5 loaves and 5 fish and feed 5,000 or more people there? Yeah. And Jesus, as you and I know, performed a miracle there. He multiplied the loaves and fish, and there was leftovers there. That, my dear brothers and sisters, shows how Jesus reaches to us, reaches to people, and he wants all of us, you see, to take care of our human needs. In passing, I would just like to mention there, so many of our missionaries from the United States, yeah, and from Europe there, they went to the far countries there, especially the Middle East, the Far East there. And what did they do? They converted them, yes, but before they could convert them, before they could baptize them, before St. Francis Xavier could baptize thousands and thousands of people, he had to feed them. And that's something important. Another important point, my brothers and sisters, in today's gospel is the dinner table. Make no mistake about that. There's always a practical angle. You and I know, or perhaps most of us know, how important the dinner table was, right? In the good old days there, you see, you know. I mean, both where I came from India and also, you see, in New York. Especially in New York, the Brooklyn, the Italians, you dare not go anywhere but to grandma's house. Am I right? It was the pasta there, you see. And that was something very, very, very important. I think in this day and age, I think we have to go back, you know, to the old times. Dinner table is where the family meets. Dinner table is where the family prays. This table here that we have now is the extension of the dinner table that you and I will receive food, the spiritual food, to be able to be like Christ, to be a caring person, and to be a compassionate person. Another point is that the time that this took place was the Passover time, and it was the unleavened bread. Bread was very, very important in that time there, and Christ used that bread that we spoke of into the bread that he was going to have at the Last Supper. Again, it was food. He knew that he was going to go through his passion. He knew that this was going to be his Last Supper, and he gathered them. Another interesting point there at the Last Supper, he made no discrimination. He did not choose people. He knew there were sinners there among them, among the 12 disciples. He knew them. You know, he knew Thomas, who doubted him. He knew Judas. He knew Peter, who denied him. But he didn't discriminate because, you know, that was going to be a very special meal. That was going to carry on, you see, right after his death. What did he do? He took bread, the ordinary elements of food, and wine. He blessed and broke. This is exactly what we do, you see, through at the consecration. A special privilege is given to us as priests through no fault of ours or through no benefits of ours there, you see. It's purely given to us to be able to share, you see, with the people of God. But Christ did not say, take and eat, take and drink. No, he went further. He says, do this in memory of me. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters and my dear friends, we're here at this Mass, we're here at every Sunday liturgy, we're here at every weekend liturgy, because we're fulfilling, you know, the desire and the command and the wish of Christ. Where he says, this is my body, this is my blood. Another important point in today's gospel reading is when the people there, you see, you know, were not satisfied. Human nature, you and I know, as human beings, we can never be satisfied. Enough is not enough. We want more and more and more. And this is exactly what Christ said. He never complained, but he wanted to make a point. He says that you are with me here, not because you believe in me, but because I'm feeding you there. And then they ask him, who are you? He says, I am the bread of life. He says, amen, amen, I say to you, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I in him. Again, my dear brothers and sisters, why did Christ institute the Eucharist? He instituted the Eucharist first and foremost that he would be remembered in time for eternity. Secondly, he instituted the Eucharist according to Pope Francis, our Holy Father, that the Eucharist is something very special. Yes, Eucharist, as Pope Francis, it's not me, but Pope Francis says, Eucharist is not a reward for good behavior or good character. It is, it could be, and it will be, but more important, the Eucharist is a remedy for sin. And we see that very clearly there, you know. At the Last Supper, Christ did not say, listen, you cannot be here, you cannot be here, you see, no. Because through the Eucharist there, you see, you know, the apostles were converted, were strengthened. Through the Eucharist, you and I also, my dear brothers and sisters, are strengthened. The last point, when we receive the Eucharist today, or whenever we receive the Eucharist, or whenever we make an act of spiritual communion, those are the most precious times of the day or in our lives. Think about the virtues that we have. Think about the talents that you and I have. All of us have good talents. All of us have good virtues there. Thank God for that. Thank God for making us and giving us those talents, those virtues, and asking the good Lord in those few moments to increase them, not for ourselves, but to be able to be like Christ to others. Another point is whatever vices we have, we are sinners, we have faults, we commit sin, there's no two ways about it there, you see, you know. Ask the Lord, you see, you know, to help us overcome. It could be, you know, as we say in the I Confess, you know, in thought, word, and deed, we think about things, we think about evil things, we think about people, we speak things. Once we say things, we kind of take them back there, we ask for forgiveness there. Perhaps we could be rather judgmental, perhaps we could be discriminatory, perhaps, you see, we could be gossip people, perhaps we could be the different things that in our lives. Ask the Lord to help us to reduce those vices in our lives. That, my dear brothers and sisters, is what the Eucharist is. But Jesus says, see, this is my body, this is my blood. And the last point is today. Today is the feast of St. Alphonsus also, the founder of the Redemptorists, you know. What did he say? He said, to Jesus through Mary. To Jesus through Mary. We can never go wrong, my dear brethren. From my own life as a priest, I found out Mary has always stood by me. Mary will always stand by us. Mary is the greatest mother. Think about our own mothers. They will never let us down. They give and give and give and never count the cost. You see, Mary is much more than our human mothers. Let us pray to her and remember, let us go to her and let us ask her to keep us, her children, under her mantle. May Mary pray for us now, but especially at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you kindly stand, please? I believe.